Sweetest friends, we're going to be learning some Inyanei Lag BaOmer by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, based on talk given by Moravi Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita. It says in this shir should be a special schus for B'chaim Meir ben Rivka and for Rabbi Yehuda Yaakov ben Achash, for Rami Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Havezer B'Talmud Shigas Talmud Ol Zadon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shel Shiksarim Hem Keser Torah, Keser Kuno, Keser Malchus, the Keser Shem Tov Ol Al Gabayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that you should be careful with Talmud, with your learning, because making a mistake in learning can count as a mazed. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says there are three crowns. One crown is the crown of Torah, one crown is the crown of Kahuna, and one crown is the crown of Malchus. And the crown of a good name is Ol Al Gabayim. So we have to ma'ayin if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing with each other. And if you say there's no argument, just that Rabbi was Masadu the Mishnah, and he connected these two Ma'amarim, so why was Rabbi Masmich, why did Rabbi juxtapose the Maimer of Rashbi, Shal Shiksarim Haim, to the Maimer of Rabbi Yehuda, that you should be Zar B'Talmud, Shishigas Talmud, Ola Zadon? We also have to understand that Rashbi says at the beginning that there are three Ksarim, and then he's Mona four Ksarim, and they're not three. Shal Shiksarim and Keser Torah, Keser Kuni, Keser Malchus. And then he goes on to a fourth crown, Keser Shem Tov Ol Al Gabayim. So Rabbi Avadim Bratanur writes, Al Keser Shem Tov Ol Al Gabay Kulam, Shekol HaShlosh Eksarim Tzrichim Lo. It's Ol on all of them, because all three of them need the fourth crown of Keser Shem Tov. We still have to understand, what's the din of a person who only has a Keser Shem Tov? He's not a Melech, he's not a Kohen, he was not Zecher to Keser Torah, and nevertheless, he has a Keser Shem Tov. He's a nice person, he's pleasant, he's honest, he's modest. Is this person also Keser Shem Tov Ol Al Gabayim, even though he doesn't have the other three milas? So it would appear that Rashbi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing the same machlokas that they argue about in Maseches Shabbos. The machlokas in Maseches Shabbos, famously, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were sitting, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim was with them, and Rabbi Yehuda opened up and he said, Kama noim ha'aseim shalom azu, how beautiful are the deeds of these people, of the Roman people. They have shvakim, marketplaces, they have bridges that they built, their bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi was silent, and Rabbi Shimon said, nah, whatever they did for themselves. They were metakein shvakim for zonos, merchatzos, to anoint themselves, to make themselves feel good. Gesharim, to take taxes, that's why they have bridges. Yehuda ben Gerim went, and he was misaper divrehem, and then it ended up getting back to the king, to the government officials. And they said, Rabbi Yehuda, who spoke nicely, he praised us, he's going to be elevated. Yossi, who was silent, he should go to Galus, to Tzipori. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Meganas, who was critical, he is going to be, Chas V'Shalom, killed. So this Gemara needs an explanation. There's no doubt that Rabbi Yehuda knew what Rashbi said, and Rashbi knew what Rabbi Yehuda said. So they both knew, Rabbi Yehuda knew that they were doing it for their own good. Rashbi knew that we benefit from them. So what taka is the machlokas? So it would appear that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, who said in our Mishnah, have a zayr b'talmud, shishigas talmud ol zadon, he holds that even though Rashbi is correct, and be'emes, all the Romans want to do is for their own benefit, nevertheless, the educators and leaders of the Jewish people have to see the good within the bad. Because there's a lot of evil, and everybody knows about it. And the Chelek HaTov isn't so clear. So the Manhigim, who see the good, are able to teach the people to look deeper and see the good. Shishigas Talmud Ol Zadon. Because if you make a mistake in learning, that's like a mazed. Because afterwards, if you only emphasize the evil, then people are going to learn only to see evil. And they're going to avoid, they're not going to look at all the good. And Rabbi Yehuda held, that's not Derech HaTorah. Derech HaTorah is to have an open eye and see the good within the bad. Even when the Raz Batal is Mevatal, all the Tov, but there's still Tov. And that's the Midah in Chinuch HaBonim HaTalmidim. In Al Rabbi Ma'alim Ayin Midvarim Tovim. And that's what it means, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. It says, Havizar B'Talmud Shishikas Talmud Ol HaZadon. So it's, this is, sometimes you have a Shita that negates everything. This is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad. It can be masik. So he's saying, be careful in the chinuch that you give. You can make big mistakes, even though you didn't mean it. But that's Ol Zadon. And therefore he said, you have to look at the good also. But Rashbi argued, he said, no, Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabeim. He wants to say something very deep, that Be'emes, with respect to the Romans, there's nothing good, because Keser Shem Tov cannot exist if there's no basis of Torah. And if we see a person who's very nice and everybody likes him, we have to know that if he's not a Ben Torah, very likely that all of his Nimusim are all Mzuyef Mitocho. It's all fake. A person doesn't live a life of Torah. It might look good, but you see a lot of times B'shas Nisayon, everything is thrown away. You see people, they smile, they're nice, and in their private life, you see who they really are. We saw the Germans, Yimach Shemam. They were filled with manners and very nobility. And then at the end of the day, you see what type of people they really were, Rachman al-Litzlan. So writes the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, that if a person is Makabel, Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and he's Mechasidei Omos HaOlam, and he's a Chelek in Olam Haba, but that's only if he's Makabel then, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and he told us through Moshe Rabbeinu, to keep these Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But if he did that Mipnei Hechrei HaDas, he's not a Ger Toshim, he's not Mechasidei Omos HaOlam, Olam Mechachmeim. Person does Mipnei Hechrei HaDas, it's not real, it has to be because God commanded it. And so we find in Parshas Amor, in the Parshas of the Makalo, Vaydaber Moshe b'nei Yisrael v'yitzius ha-Makalo mechutz ha-Machne b'yigir mo'so even u'v'nei Yisrael asu kashir tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Ramban writes, v'yasu kein kol b'nei Yisrael lishmor v'lasus kashir tziva Hashem es Moshe v'lo l'sinas ben ha-Mitzri shenatzei ma-Yisraeli. So writes, the sworn o'shlo ragmur b'nei Sinal shahayager v'shizgar b'ezrach aval asu l'bilti surman ha-Mitzvah. So they did it, says the Pasuk, says the Ramban, because God commanded them to stone him. And not because he was a Ben Mitzri. And the Sforno says, not because he was a Ger who started up with an Ezrach. No. They did it because it's what Hashem commanded. It was nothing personal. The Or HaChaim writes, L'tzachay adavra de merivo machlokas shaysa ben Yisraeli Ubein ben ha-Yisraelis. There was a fight between this Jewish man and the son of a Jewish woman, but a Mitzri father. So it could be that they didn't like him because he had a Mitzri father. He started up with a good Jew. So that's why the Torah comes and tells us, no. Kasher tziva, uvenei Yisrael asu, kasher tziva, Hashem es Moshe. Like the Pasuk says, who ben ish mitzri besoch b'nei Yisrael v'ayinatsu b'machin b'nei Yisraeli z'visha Yisraeli, who is this isha Yisraeli zeshe kenegdo shemicha, the one who protested. So there was a fight, so you think that it was about, oh, he's an outsider, let's get him. No, it's because Hashem commanded. That's the way we're supposed to do things, because Hashem commanded. And that's what Rashbi said, v'keser shem tov ola al gabeim. Keser shem tov has to go al gabe keser Torah. Without Torah, what's the point of a keser shem tov? It's not going to be for real. And that's what it means. There are three ksarim, and then he mentioned four ksarim. Because keser, kahuna, malchus, and Torah are ksarim even without a keser shem tov. But keser shem tov isn't alone. Without just a keser shem tov, without a basis of Torah, doesn't count. And then Rav Shimon bar Yochai is l'shitaso and Masechet Shabbos, who holds that even though be'emes b'nei Yisrael mishtamshin l'tzarchom b'shvakam, you're right, they enjoy what the Romans made, the shvakam, the ksharim, merchatzos. However, this is with the bad intentions. So Rashbi goes deeper into the Pnimius. What's their intentions, the Rishei Umos HaOlam? And that's Rashbi from the world of the Sod. He goes into their Kavanas. And that's Rashbi of Darashan Miskavin Mutter. Right? He did the wrong Maisa, but it was Anna Miskavin. And he goes into the Pnimius of Kavana. See, he says, Rashbi was saying, don't be so... Don't trust those Romans. You're right, we get benefit from them, but look at their pnimius, look at their kavanas. All of their shem tov is worth nothing. So on Lag BaOmer, it's a good time to get the keser shem tov together with the keser Torah, together with other ksarim, and not just to look at the externals. Mori v'Rabbi Shlita and Amai Mersheni. When he speaks at Tishon, he usually has two ma'amarim, one longer one shorter one. Quoted the Mishnah, Meseches Kelim, L'gavei Shiur Kabbalas Tumah B'Beged. that a beged katan from a gimel a gimel atzbaos smaller than 3 by 3 fingers is not considered a beged and can't be makabel tumah. The Mishnah says, Chav zayin yabeis shal 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 shlicha ba'ashbois tahora chutz mishal argaman mishal zaharis toiva Rabbi Shimon Omer kulam tahorim lahus kurel b'nei ha'shabas aveda. What does that mean? That a beged katan that's found thrown in the garbage, even though it has a sheer beged of 3 by 3, since it's thrown in the garbage, it doesn't have a Torah's beged and it's not makabel tumah. Even if it's a beged yakar, it's made from argaman, zaharis tova. Even though it's mushlach be'ashba, then it is considered a beged. So it says shal 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 shlicha be'ashbos tahora chutz mishal argaman, etc. Chutz mishal argaman shal zaharis. If it's a good material, then it's not batal. Rabbi Shimon says kulam tahorim, they are all tahor. Any beged that's mushlach be'ashba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says is tahor. The only thing is lahus kurel b'nei ha'shabas aveda. But if it's a beged yakar, then you have to return it to the owner. So we can be meramis in the words of Rashbi that sometimes we find neshamas yakaros mishlachos ba'ashba, neshamas taharos, and we have a chova to return these neshamas l'ba'aleim l'avim shbashamayim, to return them to Hashem. That's the argument of Zahoris Tova. And that's our avoda, to try to bring everybody back. Just like me'ayvay techakmeni, when an Arab grabs a Jewish person and wants to kill him, he doesn't care what group he is. He says, "No, you're Dushinsky. I don't take Dushinskys. I only look for Gerers and Belzers." No, whatever it is, he takes. So we also, every Jew, me'ayvay techakmeni, me'ashbos yarim evyon, to bring all the lost neshamas back, and that could be a good avoda. Lag Baomer, so we should all be Zohar Mitzvashem, Alechas Bedarko Kadosh Shal Rashbi, of looking at the Pnimius HaInyanim, having a true Keser Shem Tov, and of returning all of the lost Neshamas to Avim Shemayim. Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, Sweetest and Husband Lover Friend.